Serena Williams and Pete Sampras won the singles titles at the U.S. Open over the weekend. Williams defeated her sister Venus, and Sampras beat lifelong rival Andre Agassi. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So Sampras isn't done yet?
No, he's really not. What a remarkable story. I mean, I was one of many people who had him written off after his second round loss at Wimbledon. Wimbledon was the place where he always dominated with seven titles there. And when he lost so early to a qualifier and he hadn't won a tournament in 2 years, it really looked at 31 as if he was just beyond the point where he could win another major title. And he went back to his old coach, Paul Anacone. He worked very hard throughout the summer, and he came in and got on this remarkable run, surviving a five-set match in the third round. By the way, his opponent, Greg Rusedski, after that match said, there's no way he'll win another match. I mean, he showed absolutely no respect for Sampras, and he just built his game throughout this tournament, played a remarkable final against his great old rival, Andre Agassi. And it's a story that when you watched Match Point yesterday, Bob, if you didn't get chills, then you shouldn't have been watching.
Agassi made him work for it, ultimately.
Oh, he did. And you know, we've watched both these guys grow up, both as tennis players and as people. They played their first major final against each other at the Open 12 years ago. And in tennis, 12 years might as well be 100 years. They were the first two guys over the age of 30 to meet in a Grand Slam final since Open tennis began in 1968. Think about that. And Agassi has become a great champion, just as Sampras is a great champion. And again, when the two of them hugged at the net, knowing their history, knowing that they had met 34 times throughout their career, it was, again, one of those moments that makes sport worth watching.
And are the Williams sisters going to let anybody else win?
No, I don't think so. Not for a while. They've played four out of the last five Slam finals against each other, and little sisters won the last three now, Serena, and they're really dominant. Venus lost two sets going into the final. Serena lost no sets in the tournament. And the only problem is they are looked at as one entity, the Williams, rather than Williams versus Williams. And they are a dynasty, but when they meet in the final, it tends to feel a little bit like an intra-squad game, which is unfair to them. It's not their fault that they're so good.
Well, imagine how Venus feels. Only one person better than you, that's your sister.
Well, and lives in your house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really a tough deal when you're the second best in the world at something, but you're also the second best in your own house. And that's what, you know, somebody said, Lindsay Davenport made the point after she lost in the semis. Imagine if Tiger Woods had a little brother who was better than him. And that's what you've got in the Williams sisters.
Sampras and Agassi, as you were watching, you had to think, well, this is probably the last time they're going to be together in a Grand Slam final.
Probably. Again, at their ripe old ages of 31 and 32. And really, I think that's why the crowd was so emotional yesterday, because they realized they were watching a piece of history and that they were watching these two guys together on this sort of stage, perhaps for the last time. And their legacy is now one of the great rivals in the history of tennis. Think about this, Bob. John McEnroe, Jimmy Connors, who were considered these giant rivals, which they were, combined to win 15 major titles. Agassi and Sampras have now won 21 between them.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book on basketball's most violent moment, The Punch, will be published next month.